Welcome to Calcast, your creator national podcast.
This is God Network News, episode 106. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Greetings, faithful God Network News fans and all you new listeners to God Network News. We're really excited to be bringing you fresh news from the field of what God's doing amongst Unreached People Group. And we want to thank you for all of you that listen to our series on the Middle East and all of the incredible stories and the comments that you gave. Please don't hesitate to put comments on our website and any questions you might have. And do visit those links that we have put in the show notes if you're interested in getting in contact with some of those interesting people that are behind the stories. And we want to start a whole new series, and this one is going to be very exciting. We've got tremendous amount of stories, fantastic, incredible stories of God's miracles from the continent of deep, dark Africa. Actually, it's not deep, dark Africa anymore, because about 60% of the population of that continent are now believers in Jesus. But there are still many unreached people groups there, and we've got a lot of workers that are doing incredible, miraculous work amongst those remaining unreached people groups. So we want to begin this new series on unreached peoples in Africa, and so we want to start this series, and I hope that you will be inspired by all of these great stories from the continent of Africa.
Godfrey became a wonderful church planter. Sometimes he just he came to give me some accountability report about the field, what he was doing. And the interesting thing is he was doing church planting, evangelism, but also he was teaching others. He was training
multiplying
others,
himself,
multiplying
yeah,
the number of the church planters. So it's very interesting because he said to me, Paulo, we need to train the people, and we have to give them a time after they receive Jesus and get the training. We need to give them a time that they must plant a new church.
That's great.
So then I said, okay, if you want to work like that, no problem. Because he knows his people, the culture, the customs of his people. Then he said, there is no problem if you force them to plant church among the unreached. He said to me, we need to train them and just push them to go and...
That's good.
and do church planting.
Godfrey,
he planted many of the churches in Tanzania up to now, since 2011 until 2018, we planted 234 simple churches in Tanzania.
That's amazing.
And Godfrey, I'm sure he was one of the main responsible for the movement that happened. So Godfrey, he trained many people. He helped me to prepare the training, just simple, just in time training, right. 3 days training.
Wow.
We made it together. Then we start to do training in different places, in different villages in Tanzania.
Mm.
So God used him really powerful, planting churching and training people and making disciples.
Mm. And then you were telling me that unfortunately he passed away.
Yes. At the beginning of 2018, I just arrived from Brazil, from a vacation time in Brazil. So then he came to me and he said, Paulo, I am not feeling well. I'm feeling some pain in that area here near the bladder. Mm-hmm. So then we took him to the hospital to go to the doctor and to make some examination. So after 3 months, we just discovered that he got cancer, bladder cancer.
Bladder cancer, yeah.
So then we made some fundraising to take him to the hospital and make the surgery.
Mm.
So in June of 2018, he succeeded to make the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
We took him to the main city in Tanzania. So then we were taking him to the hospital many times and to see doctor, making examination. So many people help giving money, blessing, mm-hmm. to help him, because some people, they knew the situation and his history,
mm-hmm.
what was going on with him, but also his past history,
mm.
how he was very important in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
So yeah. Before he passed away in July 2018, I and others and him, we just sit down in a place in one of our villages, and we on that time we were just talking about our job and making some evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
So then we decided to know how many churches we had planted and how many people we had baptized. We baptized since 2011 until 2018. And we just realized, after getting a accountability report from some people, when we put everything in the paper,
yeah,
we saw that we baptized 4,500 people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was
together,
amazing.
The two
together,
of you. Wow.
I and Godfrey and others that now we have, yeah. we had trained.
Wow, praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord. But Godfrey got sick, and this sickness was very serious.
Mm.
So then in September 2018, 27th of September, so he just went to live with Jesus. Now he's with Jesus.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that he had a very great homecoming.
Yeah.
And many, many thousands of people beyond those 4,000 that were baptized will come.
Yes.
And thank you, and thank Godfrey for his obedience, you know, and maybe we can just end with praying for his family.
Yes,
that'd
sure.
be nice. And
sure.
God Network News fans, please pray with us for this great man of God that's gone to be with Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for the life of Godfrey, that the time that he was here with us. But also now I want to praise your name, Jesus, because you did many things through
yes,
his
Lord.
Life.
Yes,
he was an amazing person here. He did the job of God. He was someone that contribute for the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus, for his life.
Yes,
and we really praise your name. And now we want to pray for his wife and his kids. And thank you very much. I really want to bless their life. I want to ask you, God, just to open the door for them to get away, for them to survive, for them also to be wonderful people of God, also for them to just to go on, to go ahead with the job that you trust on the hands of Godfrey.
Mm-hmm.
God, you can really raise some of the kids just to go on with the job that he did here.
Yes, sir.
Then I want to praise your name for the life that he had here.
Mm.
And also I want to ask you to bless and protect his family in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that story. it's really your story as well as his story, and the and a good background for the other stories that you've given us as well. And so thank you so much again, Paulo, for this exciting story. And it's really the story of God doing amazing work in Tanzania using ordinary people who are just willing to be obedient to him. Thank you so much,
Paulo. Amen. God bless you, brother. All in Jesus' name.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.